We are ready for the second quarter here from Hallenbeck Hall in St. Cloud in the Rays Sport and Marine mobile broadcast booth. As I look down the bench, I do not see Brooklyn Bachman. She was out during warm-ups. Oh, there she is. Okay, so Brooklyn is on the bench, but she has not played, and she still has her warm-up on. So we will have to ask head coach Chelsea DeVille about that at halftime of the men's game. But for now, St. Cloud State has the basketball. Beavers lead 16-10 with 9:50 to go here in the second quarter. Shot inside, no good. Rebound by Wolhow for Bemidji State. And she passes to Sydney Czar, who dribbles ahead across the timeline right side. Hand off to Taylor Bray. Top of the key, Rezebeck. Now to Wolhow, left side. Hand off to Sydney Czar. Top of the key, Claire Wolhow. Passes on the three. Now to Rezebeck, left wing, to Erica Gardner. 10 to shoot. Czar with a basketball. On the left wing, dribbles into the lane, goes to the basket, lays it up off the side of the rim, no good. Rebound comes down to Dahman for St. Cloud State. She passes underneath for Tice. Tice turns around, puts it up, no good. Whistle and a foul on the Beavers. Beyond Coley Rezebeck. On Rezebeck, her first, team's first. And that will send Katrina Tice to the line for two free throws. Beaver basketball brought to you by Pepsi Nye Bottling. Nye Bottling has always taken great pride in their partnership with community events throughout the area. First free throw is good. And by Paul Bunyan Communications, the fastest speeds for all your devices with the GigaZone. Trina Tice, second free throw line to the left is good. She's got two. And the Beavers lead 16-12, 9:05, second quarter. Sydney Czar on the dribble through the center circle. And the pass is stolen by Aaron Navratil. Navratil back to Wartz. Wartz in the free throw circle underneath for Tice. She turns around, no good. Rebound. Coley Rezebeck for Bemidji State. Rezebeck on the dribble. Hands off to Sydney Czar on the right wing. Czar passes back to Rezebeck right side. Rezebeck left side now to Erica Gardner. Gardner in the left corner to Rezebeck. Her pass underneath for Taylor Bray is intercepted. Again by Navratil, and she outlets to Evans, who kicks it up right side to Dahman for a three. No good across the rim. Offensive rebound to Navratil. She'll shoot a three-pointer left corner and hits. Erin Navratil with her first 3 points. Beavers' lead is now one, 16-15, 8-10, second quarter. Taylor Bray on the right wing, hands off to Erica Gardner. Gardner. On the dribble, on the right wing. Top of the key, Rezebeck. Rezebeck, top of the key, still on the dribble. Picks it up. Now she's in a bit of trouble. Gets it off to Gardner. Ball's knocked away. It's on the floor. Czar has it. But then it's taken away by St. Cloud State. And Brenna Evans. Evans across the timeline. Still on the dribble between the circles. Left side to Dahman. Dahman, top of the key to Evans. Evans down the right side of the lane. Goes to the basket. Shot no good, but a foul. On Bemidji State, it'll be on Sydney Czar, her first, team's second. Hadela and Meyer in for Bemidji State, Bray and Rezebeck out for the Beavers. Brent Evans at the line for two free throws. Beaver basketball brought to you by Outer Tail Power Company. Visit OTPCO.com for the home energy analyzer tool, which is designed to help you save energy and money. First free throw's good. We're tied at 16. Second free throw line to the left is also good. Huskies back in front, 17-16. 8-0 run for the Huskies to put themselves back in front. With 7:30 to go in the second quarter. Wolhow on the left wing. Top of the key, Hadela. Hadela to Czar on the right side. Top of the key, Meyer. Meyer still on the dribble, 10 to shoot. Meyer now near the center circle, on the dribble, still on the dribble. Meyer into the lane, all the way to the basket, lays it up, no good. Ball pops out, rebound to Evans for St. Cloud State. Brent Evans on the dribble through the center circle, now passes right side to Dahman. Dahman, top of the key, Tice. Tice to Wartz. Wartz on the left side to Navratil, now down on the left block to Tice. Tice is double-teamed there. She works her way under the basket. Shot no good, but a foul on the Beavers. It'll be on Rachel Hadela. That's her second, team's third. And that'll get Taylor Bray off the bench for the Beavers to replace her. And back in for St. Cloud State is Caitlin Peterson, replacing Erin Navratil. Tice at the line for two free throws. Beaver basketball brought to you by Knife River Materials, from highways to driveways, Knife River gets the job done. And by Cenex, propane, refined fuels, the country store, Cenex C-Store, and A&W. First free throw is good for Tice. Second free throw, front of the rim, no good. Rebound, Wolhau. Huskies lead 18-16, 6:45, second quarter. Sydney Czar now on the right wing, into the right corner to Trinity Meyer. Meyer on the dribble. The right elbow into the lane. She'll turn around from 12 and rolls off the back of the rim and in for Trinity Meyer. So that breaks a 10-0 run for the Huskies. And we're tied at 18 with 6:20 to go, second quarter. Dahman top of the key with a three. Across the rim, no good. Rebound on the floor. And somehow Peterson comes out with it for the Huskies. She passes to Dahman. Now back to Peterson, top of the key. Right side to Wartz. Now to Evans, now to Tice, top of the key. Five to shoot for the Huskies. Tice, top of the key, now to Wartz. 2 seconds, Wartz has to throw up a desperation three from 30 feet, and it goes in. Sort of like Duluth last night. Huskies in front, 21-18. Meyer on the left wing, into the lane, kicks it out to Czar for a three-pointer right side. It is good. Sydney Czar with her first three, and we're tied at 21. And then we go to the other end, and Trinity Meyer draws a charge. Draws a charge on Madeline Dahman. That's Dahman's first, team's first. Kilbotten checks back in the game for St. Cloud State, as does Kelsey Peschel. Czar with a basketball. Left side, Trinity Meyer. Right side, Gardner. Gardner, top of the key, Wolhau behind her, and goes on out of bounds. Turnover, Bemidji State. The fifth turnover on the Beavers, also five on the Huskies. 5:07 to go, second quarter. We are tied at 21. Peterson on the left wing with a basketball for St. Cloud State. Top of the key, Kilbotten. Hand off to Wartz. Wartz from the left elbow, front of the rim, no good. Rebound grabbed by Claire Wolhau from Bemidji State. She outlets to Meyer. Meyer still with a basketball, top of the key, works toward the right wing. Now kicks it left side. Claire Wolhau, three is good. Claire Wolhau with her first three. Beavers up 24-21, 4:35. Second quarter. Huskies with the basketball. Peterson on the left wing. Top of the key, Navratil. Navratil hands off to Peschel for a three. Back of the rim. Bounces out to Peterson on the offensive rebound. To Kilbotten on the baseline. Shot from eight is no good. Claire Wolhau. Rebound for the Beavers. Outlet to Meyer. Meyer on the dribble, left side. Back to Erica Gardner. Gardner, right side to Czar. Czar on the dribble, now in the right corner to Wolhau. Wolhau dribbles into the lane, kicks it out for a intended three-pointer, but Czar didn't get a chance to shoot it. 5 seconds on the shot clock. Sydney Czar down the left side of the lane, no good. A rebound, Caitlin Peterson for St. Cloud State. Peterson brings it ahead right side. Now to Tori Wartz on the right wing. Kilbotten in the free throw circle. Right side to Peterson for a three. Cross the rim, no good. Czar with a rebound for Bemidji State. And a timeout taken by Chelsea DeVille and the Beavers. 3:31 to go, second quarter. Your DS Beverages Bud Light score, Bemidji State 24, St. Cloud State 21 on the Beaver Radio Network.
Paul Bunyan Communications introduces the latest in Wi-Fi technology. GigaZone Blast Wi-Fi, featuring Wi-Fi 6. The internet speed and coverage GigaZone Blast Wi-Fi provides is the world's most powerful, and it's only available from Paul Bunyan Communications. Bringing you the latest in technology first, again. It's GigaZone Blast Wi-Fi with Wi-Fi 6 technology from Paul Bunyan Communications, and it's right here. Service availability depends upon location. Some restrictions may apply.
Hey, sports fans, Horizon Liquor invites you to stop in and check out their warehouse selection of beers, wines, and spirits they have to offer. The next time you're hosting a gathering with friends and family to watch a game or tailgate before one, Horizon Liquor is here for you to stock up and save. Horizon Liquor is located just 10 minutes west of Bemidji on Highway 2 in Solway. Horizon Liquor proudly supports all BSU athletes and wishes them a successful season. Go Beavers! To go, second quarter. Beavers lead 24-21. Gabby DuBois back in the game for Bemidji State, along with Coley Rezebeck. Erica Gardner, Sydney Czar, and Trinity Myers stay in for the Beavers. Get to the Huskies here in a moment. Beavers shooting 7 of 16 from the field, Huskies 5 of 14. Left side, Gardner. Gardner down on the left block to Gabby DuBois. DuBois across to Czar. Another three-pointers in the air, too strong. And the ball is almost saved inbounds, and actually is saved inbounds by Gabby DuBois, and she's able to bounce it off Kelsey Peschel, and the ball will stay with Bemidji State. Shot clock resets to 20. Sydney Czar gets the inbounds pass and gives it to Trin Meyer. And now an offensive foul on Bemidji State for a moving screen on Gabby DuBois. It's Navratil, Wartz, Peschel, Peterson, and Evans for St. Cloud State. 3:07 to go, second quarter. Beavers up 24-21. That's the first on Gabby. Fourth on the team here in the second quarter. Top of the key, Wartz. Left side, Peterson. Peterson dribbles inside the three-point line. Shoots from 15, no good. Sydney Czar with the rebound for Bemidji State. Outlet to Trinity Meyer. Meyer in a hurry, all the way down the lane, all the way to the basket. She lays it up and in. Trin Meyer with seven. Beavers up five, 26-21. 2:35, second quarter. Evans on the left wing for St. Cloud State. Top of the key to Wartz. Wartz on the right side to Peterson. Peterson to Kilbotten in the free throw circle. She heads toward the basket, puts it up and in. Abby DuBois was there, but Kilbotten was able to find a way to get that in the basket. Beavers lead by three, 26-23, 2:15, second quarter. Right wing, Trinity Meyer. Top of the key, Gardner. She'll shoot a three-pointer and hit. Erica Gardner. 6 points. A couple of three-pointers for her. Beavers up 29-23. 1:57 to go, second quarter. Wartz with the basketball. Top of the key for the Huskies. Wartz still with the basketball. Will step back to the left elbow. Shot no good. Evans, an offensive rebound. She puts it back up, no good. Ball's tipped around and grabbed by Trinity Meyer. Meyer, one on two, kicks it out to Rezebeck, right wing for a three-pointer. Side of the rim, no good. Rebound, Peschel for St. Cloud State. Pass over on the right side to Tori Wartz. Now Evans near the center circle for the Huskies. Evans, a left elbow for Peterson. Peterson to Kilbotten at the right elbow. Now out on the right side to Evans. Top of the key, Peschel. 10 to shoot. Peschel down the right side of the lane. All the way to the basket, no good, but a foul on Coley Rezebeck. And on Coley, that'll be her second. Team's fifth. Gabby DuBois out. Taylor Bray in. Claire Wolhow in. And Coley Rezebeck out. And Madeline Dahman returns along with Katrina Tice for St. Cloud State. Peschel the line for a couple of free throws. Beaver basketball brought to you by Alan Zutz and Thrivin Financial. Thrivin Financial has been helping members blend faith, finances, and generosity for more than 100 years. First free throw is good for Peschel. Line to the left. Second free throw also good. 29-25, Beavers lead. 1:12 to go in the half. Peschel will check out. And Aaron Navratil back in. Also out there, Evans, Peterson, Dahman, and Tice for the Huskies. Sydney Czar through the center circle on the dribble. Passes right wing to Claire Wolhow. Wolhow, top of the key, Erica Gardner. Gardner, right side, Wolhow. Dumped down for Bray. Evans comes around from behind, knocks it away. It's on the floor. Tied up with Bray and Evans. Alternate possession. Keeps the basketball with Bemidji State. 10 on the shot clock, 52 seconds on the game clock. Beavers lead by 4, 29-25, and inbound the basketball. Gartner tries to pass to Czar, and it's stolen away by Evans, much to the consternation of the Bemidji State coaching staff. On the left side to Peterson. Peterson to Tice in the lane. She heads across the lane, kicks it out to Dahman. Dahman dribbles to the basket, pulls up from 4, and puts it in. Madeline Dahman with 6 points. Beavers lead by 2, 29-27. Shot clock and game clock are pretty much together. In fact, I don't think the shot clock needs to be on, but it is. About 18 seconds here to go in the half. Trinity Meyer with a basketball near the center circle. Works toward the top of the key. 9 seconds. Meyer, right corner for Czar. Czar dribbles it into the lane, has it knocked away. Tice grabs the basketball, passes out to Dahman, and she will not get a shot off to end the half. We have played 2 quarters from the Hallenbeck Hall. Your halftime beverages, DS Beverages score, Beavers 29, Huskies 27 on the Beaver Radio Network.